A woman, a wise woman, as scripture declares her to be. This is a 2 Samuel chapter 14. And I believe that she was more than just a woman who was wise. I believe that she was also somewhat of a fortune teller, a medium of such. And she was hired by a man by the name of Joab. And Joab commissioned her to go to King David and tell a story. Now, you remember, it hadn't been too long ago that a man that referred to as Nathan the prophet had come to David and had told him a story. And David got caught up in the story, and as a result of it, he was finding his own self being accused of the same thing that the story was about. So I believe that Joab thought, that worked before. Let's try it again. So he hires this woman to go tell this story. And basically in the story, she had two sons. One son had murdered the other son. And now the one who had murdered the son was now in exile. And she really laid it on. And I imagine there was probably some tears in this story. And she said, now there would not be any heirs. My husband would not have any heirs. We're cut off. I mean, it was just a heart-wrenching story. And she pressed the king about the whole thing. And then finally, King David said, I'll tell you what, just bring him to me, and nothing will ever happen to him. No harm will come to him. I'll protect him here in the confines of the royal grounds. And so now she's put the hook in. She goes a little further. And then she begins to talk about King David's own son. In essence, she says, if you were willing to do this for this humble woman, this total stranger that you never met before, why would you not do the same for your own son, Absalom, that you have banished? And then King David said, I see the hand of Joab in this. Now, you may say, well, who is Joab? I pitched that question to a congregation here not too long ago, and I was surprised how many people did not know who Joab in the Bible is. He's a very distinctive character, described as being a captain of the host. He was a general in David's army. And something I found to be interesting was, one, he was also David's nephew, and he just seemed to have just appeared in Scripture. We don't have any other things about him. All of a sudden, you're reading along in the Bible, and there it says, Joab, just out of nowhere. That always intrigues me whenever that happens. Basically, when we first find him, he's sitting with the other captain of the host over the house of Saul that was being propped up by a puppet king, and basically a man named Abner. And the two of them were sitting there, and they said, why don't we let the young men play? Well, that simply means let's let them fight. So the two armies, David's army and the army of Abishus, which was now king of Israel, they begin to fight. And that's where we find this man, Joab. And we're going to talk about him this week, because I think we're going to see some similarities here to some things that we recognize even today. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.